This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced two more cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. The cases mark the 16th and 17th cases related to the region. On Friday, YKHC announced that a person who lives in a YK Delta village tested positive for COVID-19 while in Anchorage. YKHC is not disclosing the individual's home village to protect patient privacy. The health corporation says the person was not in the YK Delta during the time they would have been considered infectious for the disease, and the person is self-isolating in Anchorage. Also on Friday, a person traveling into Bethel tested positive for COVID-19 using a rapid test. The person is not a Bethel resident. The following day, on Saturday, YKHC tested the person again for COVID-19 using an in-house lab test. The second test returned negative, and YKHC sent a third test to the state lab. These results will take several days to return. The person is self-isolating in Bethel, and after contact tracing, YKHC says close contacts were, quote, minimal, and YKHC is highly confident potential risk to the community is very low. As case counts rise in the region, agencies and individuals continue to look for ways to keep our community safe. Anna Hoffman is the co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives and a Bethel community member. She has been listening to people's questions, and last week she presented them to Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, and to YKHC chief of staff, Dr. Ellen Hodges, for a discussion to air on KYUK. In it, Dr. Zink singled out the region's resiliency and proactiveness.
The YK region, from the beginning, has actually stood out being able to get community health aides to do testing and education, making sure that there isn't stigma associated with COVID.
Throughout the pandemic, she's turned to Dr. Hodges, the chief of staff at YKHC, for guidance on rural healthcare.
To run ideas past, to get input and feedback on what this looks like from a rural perspective.
Hodges praised the region's cooperation in limiting the spread of the virus.
And I also, again, can't say enough about how great our villages have been and our tribal councils and our city governments in being proactive to work with us and to work with public health officials to really keep their communities safe.
Dr. Hodges also says those who tested positive for the virus have been very cooperative when it comes to listing the people they've been in contact with.
They talk to us about who they were around. They're very honest. I think in every single case, they've reached back and been like, oh, I thought of this one person. I want to make sure you got this person on your list. And just being very conscientious about making sure that we know everyone.
Dr. Hodges even has a special name for the support in the community for people who've had to isolate or quarantine.
I like to call that the COVID kindness in our region, where they reach out and they provide the services that they need. If they need to go to the post office to pick up their mail, or if they need groceries, or they need something dropped off.
These partnerships within communities, the region, and throughout the state, Dr. Zink says, will be more critical this fall when coronavirus cases are expected to increase as people begin spending more time indoors where the virus is more transmittable.
Finding ways to be connected and resilient now is going to be really, really important to be able to be resilient through the fall and winter to make sure that we've got really good outcomes associated with this worldwide pandemic.
Anna Hoffman, AFN co-chair, agreed.
It could be for another year that we are dealing with this, and the strength that we're gathering from our communities now is going to sustain us through that time period.
You can hear the full interview between Hoffman and Drs. Zink and Hodges on kyuk.org. In more health news, access to two key Bethel hospital services is changing. The entrance to the emergency room and the location of the COVID-19 testing tent are both moving during YKHC's ongoing construction. In effect since last week, ER patients will need to enter the hospital through the new section of the hospital and walk to the ER through the hospital connector. YKHC says signs will be in place to guide patients along this new route, which will be in effect until around March of next year. The ambulance and EMS entry are unaffected. And starting this Saturday, the COVID-19 drive-through testing tent will move to the parking lot of the Community Health Services Building, also known as New YK. It will remain there throughout this winter. YKHC says the new location will offer more space for vehicles. Lastly, in education, when YK Delta Village's lockdown travel several months ago, the Lower Kuskokwim School District had to shut down construction on several new schools being built. Since then, construction crews have taken advantage of the relaxed restrictions to resume work. As KYUK's Greg Kim found out, it's a fragile arrangement as new COVID-19 cases threaten to bring back village travel restrictions.
LKSD is in the process of designing or building new school facilities in Eek, Tuntutuliak, Athmathluk, and Napakiak. In the last school board meeting, Director of Operations Ed Picard reported that starting a few months ago, Village's COVID-19-related travel restrictions had halted work at some sites. But since then, he said those restrictions have eased, and construction crews have resumed work. Throughout, Picard said, LKSD has been working with each village to comply with any restrictions that exist.
We have not gone to any village without approval from each village.
One of the villages where a new school is being built is Tuntutuliak. The tribal administrator there, Deanna White, said the community reopened to travel May 15th.
Seeing that there wasn't that many cases popping up around Bethel and the surrounding villages, and YKHC is doing COVID testing, when Alaska Airlines or people from Anchorage come in.
She said Tuntutuliak is requiring LKSD's construction workers from outside the YK Delta to receive a test for COVID-19 before coming to the village. Plus, they must stay confined to their living quarters or the work site for 2 weeks upon arrival. Earlier this month, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 4 positive cases of COVID-19 in 1 week. White says Tuntutuliak has not reinstated a travel ban as a result, but she says the village would reconsider if coronavirus starts to spread within the YK Delta.
If there's like a bigger outbreak of this COVID, we would go on lockdown for sure.
White says if Tuntutuliak locks down again, the existing construction workers would be allowed to stay. Superintendent Dan Walker says a team is also in Napakiak. The village of Napakiak is eroding away, and with the school right on the riverbank, the district has already been forced to move the school's fuel tanks, leaving potentially contaminated ground beneath. Walker says workers are now cleaning up the ground and should finish this summer. There are also engineers and architects in Napakiak designing a new school to be built further away from the river. There's no money yet to build the school, but the district has designated Napakiak as its top priority for capital project funding from the state. The school district has also begun cleaning up debris from the Kilbuck School fire of 2015. The demolition contract was awarded to Atna Global LLC for $2.5 million, and the company was due to begin work June 9th. Walker says the district is planning to build the new campus next to Bethel Regional High School. But to fund construction, the district must resolve its dispute with its insurance companies over what it's owed for its claim for the fire. Walker said the COVID-19 pandemic has put any settlement discussions on pause. LKSD is suing its insurance companies, with a jury trial scheduled for July of 2021. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up.